I'm going to start by humming, aren't you?
All right, folks. Welcome to the Off Center Archers. This is episode number 35. I'm Anthony.
And this is Stephanie.
And today there's going to be a bunch of stuff going on. Doug, our buddy in Florida, did his first 3D competition, and we got some updates on how he did.
Yes.
Actually, he did very well from what I would figure for a person to go into their first shootout with.
Yeah, your first 3D shoot. I mean, you kind of got to have your settling in time and your shit, what do I do time. And
that's what I'm saying. Like, even if he went in with like some nerves going, he still did really good. You know,
but nerves are good though. Nerves are always good to have.
Right.
Keeps
right.
you on your toes. When you get too comfortable, that's when it's bad. You never want yourself in any situation to be too comfortable with things, because mm-hmm. then you don't progress. You just kind of flatline.
Mm-hmm.
What are you what?
nothing.
What? So, it's true. You want to yourself in an uncomfortable situation.
Yes.
And then you'll improve, and then you start getting comfortable, and you gotta kind of just try for more.
Yep, that is true. Well, it's a good idea to do it that way, because then you just keep progressing.
Yeah,
that's what I just said. Make yourself better and better and better. All right. What else? We got an update on your bow setup that's gonna change.
Yes, we have a bunch of items that we ordered.
A bunch, yes. A bunch is a good word for it. Bunch.
A bunch.
A bunch.
A bushel.
Yes. No. A bunch.
Not a
bushel. No. No. It's not twigs. It's worth a hell of a lot more than fucking twigs.
And then we have an event coming.
And then we have an event to go to, and actually, we have an event to go to in 2 weeks here mm-hmm. in South Carolina, and then in May we go to Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay. You're kind of jumping all over the place in the beginning.
I'm just giving a rundown.
We don't have a list. We don't need a rundown.
Okay. So let's start with Doug. So Doug went to his 3D shootout that we've been 3D shoot. I keep saying shootout. 3D shoot that we have mentioned down there in Melbourne, Florida. Man, I am just butchering shit today. My God. Anyway, he did actually rather well, like I said. I would have expected his first time out, because he's not used to shooting 40 yards at animals. He's used to, you know, just your standard points target. I was figuring he would have probably got around half. And right now the max allowable points, 14 rings were not in play at this shoot. So it was only 5, 8, 10s, and 12s. So out of a possible max score of a 480, he did get a 316. Now, which is not bad when you consider he's only using a 3-pin sight. He has no magnification whatsoever.
Wait, before any of that, mm-hmm. you got to start off with the fact that when he was on our podcast right at New Year's.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Yeah. He's only been shooting 3 months.
He wasn't even shooting. Right. That was the first time he picked up a bow.
Yeah, that is correct. That is totally correct. Yeah, Doug has only been shooting. Yeah, so all right, yeah, everybody keep that in mind. Doug mm-hmm. only has 3 months, not 3 years, 3 months behind a bow.
No, not even 3 months.
All of January.
All of February. And right. we just started March.
Okay, so 2.5 months. Jesus Christ.
2 months and a week. 2 months and a week.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Whichever.
Listen, 3 weeks can make a difference.
All right. So, yes. God. Podcast is taking a turn for the shit already.
It's not. Stop it.
But no, he did really well. I mean, 316 is really good. He did get quite a bit of 10s and 12s through a lot of these shots.
Mm-hmm.
You can see on the front side of the card as he was in to beat the first couple of animals that's when he was learning where to kind of aim, where the points rings were on the animals.
Yeah.
Because that's where you see a lot more of his fives. But the back 20 targets, he... Yes, the back 20 shots, because they were taking 2 shots per target.
Right.
The back 20 shots, he only had 3 fives, whereas in the first 20 shots, he had about, I want to say, 10 of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, so, you're kind of learning.
Yeah, as he was going through the course, he definitely, like, you know, notched the pace up really well. Everything else from there on, even, like I said, on the back, he's only got 3 fives. He's actually only has 4 eights. All the other 13 shots are all 10s and 12s. On his back half of his card.
That's good.
Yeah, that is. It's very good. So he, you know, the front side of his card, let's see, where is it? Yeah, see, the front side, he only scored a 131 on his first 20 shots. On the back side of his card, he got a 185. So back half, he definitely picked it up really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good, especially for his first time out. And
absolutely.
You know, I don't really care about all the other things that you're saying he has on his bow. It's the fact that he only started in the beginning of the year. You could actually mark it like January 1st if you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
That he started, like, from picking up, like, hey, I'm going to try this. So it goes to show you, you know, it doesn't take a lot to kind of get the ball rolling.
Right.
You just got to actually get off your ass and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putzing around like, yeah, I'll do it.
But they did. I mean, he sent me pretty much photos of every single target they were shooting at. And there's deers, bedded deers, elk, javelinas, a gator, which you were like, oh, shit, there's a gator target.
Yeah, I know. Florida, I could be like, is that the real one or is that a...
No, no, it was a target. You could see the core turkeys in it. I already said bedded deers, wolves. So it was definitely a well set up course, and it's very, very clean too. I got to give him props for that, because I mean, all the lanes where the animals were, everything is super, super clean.
So it's good.
Yeah, yeah, no, he did real well.
But he says, don't they hold one every
month?
Every month?
Yeah, the area he's in, that one does it like once a month, and then like one of the other ones in a, you know, another county or something does theirs once a month. So,
but still, it's really good to be close by somewhere that actually, you know, keeps up on the events, that actually does one every month. So if you wanted to, you can enter in at once a month and then, you know, kind of hone in on certain skills and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. And he's at that range. I mean, shit, he's there. He's twice a week at minimum.
Yeah.
At a minimum, you know. And he goes every Saturday. He actually, so three times a week, because he's been going twice during the week.
Yeah, because he gets off work earlier, so he has the option to go, which is good. But no, I'm glad that he kind of fell into that.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
It's a good activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Even if you're not trying to do any competitions or anything like that, it's a nice way to get out and unwind instead of, you know, the normal grind kind of deal.
I think it also, it's a good part to just go do it, because you throw that added pressure against yourself.
Mm.
And then you see if you could still make the shot with other people watching and...
Well, that's not everyone's problem.
No, no, I'm just saying. No,
that's just my problem.
Well, yes, we know that's your problem. People are watching me. Oh my
God. No, no, no. It's weird. It's weird. I think it's like I'm defective.
No, you're not defective.
Retarded.
All right, whatever. You're blonde.
Retarded.
So, where do you want to go now? Want to go into the bow or go to events first?
Go. You know, let's keep it on the events.
Okay.
So we got, I'm excited about this one. This one's pretty cool. But I'll let you.
I was going to start off with the one this month.
Oh, okay. Go that too.
Okay. So this month we are going the weekend of the 24th.
Yeah, we've been saying this though.
Okay. But we're going to the
Sportsman
Palmetto
Show.
State Classic Sportsman Show here in South Carolina, in Columbia.
Something like that. Is there you know, I know you keep checking back. But has there been a list posted up of all the
vendors? Oh yeah, there's vendors? A big, yeah, there's a vendor list up. Yeah, yeah, it's posted now.
We'll have to we'll have to take a look, because I know usually if you can hold off and go to a sportsman show and buy any kind of supplies from the show, they usually run a better deal than if you're going normally to a store.
Right. Yeah. That's what we've seen. Even up when we were in New York, they were running specials. You know, any bow on the rack was $100 off. Didn't matter what it was. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The carbons were like 200 and change off when we were at the New York Sportsman
Show. But even
show.
Not even just bows, just other kind of like packs and.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one we were in New York, they had two boots of guys just selling backpacks or hunting packs, hiking packs, whichever way you want to call them.
Binoculars, some range with finders. Some without,
you know, hydration bladders.
Yeah.
So
you can always kind of catch a deal at a sportsman show. So if you can hold off and go to one before anything you have to do as far as like purchasing any kind of necessity.
Right.
I don't know how else to word it. Because they,
true.
They sell so much more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the second event in May is the one that Steph and me are both excited for.
Yes.
We are going to be going to the Total Archery Challenge that's been added to their roster here in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be right outside of Chattanooga. It's in Belvedere.
No.
Yeah, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it's Belvedere.
Let me look it up. I know it begins with a B.
Oh.
Keep going. I'll look it up.
So, but yes, we're going to go there that Saturday. Cause it's a 3-day event. They're running it a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And they've added other events all over the place. this year. The San Antonio, Texas now has one. South Dakota has one, and it's the usual ones, Utah, Colorado, Montana, they all still have theirs. But now, you know, the Southeast finally has its own. The Northeast has one out in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so here's the list of the events, actually. If you're interested in what we're talking about, excuse me, it's a Total Archery Challenge. So you can go to totalarcherychallenge.com, and you can basically check out their website. And because as we're going through this, if you're interested, it's something really cool to check out. And their event locations are the one that we're going in. Yeah, it's Belvidere, Tennessee. That's what I said. Yeah. No, okay. I didn't think it was Belvidere. For some reason, I thought it was something else. So our event is May 18th through the 20th. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a 3-day event. You can buy a 1-day, 2-day, or 3-day pass to shoot. And you only have to buy like a day pass. So we bought 1 day, and since the first one, and we have 2 kids, we kind of have to, we're limited on time. We can't just go out there for 3 days and
putz around. Absolutely.
So you can buy like the 1 day, and then you can go there, and they have an opening of when they open the course. I guess you can call it a course.
It is, yeah.
Open the course up, and then when they close everything down, so they have the time in between, and you can actually do, even though you only bought 1 day, you can actually go through courses more than once. So if you go through and you finish it like 2-3 hours later, you can actually
go to lunch and go do the next one.
Yeah, you can do more than one. They have 4 setups in Tennessee. Right. So, and I'm pretty sure they have 4 in all of them. They do 4 level
most
courses.
Of the ones that I've seen in videos, it was 3. So this time there's 4. This time they always have a locals one, which is, you know, 40 yards and under, which we're going to, since this is one of our first events of going to this type of event, we're going to do the locals one, which is a shorter one. And then we're going to do the mountain ops course, which goes up to, I think, 75 yards. And then they have one course from Sitka and one course from Prime, which it's going to be like throwing bombs because it's going to be 100-yard shots, shooting down off crazy crazy angles, cliff edges, and stuff like that. So
yeah, I think the angles is what gets you, is going to be the harder part than just the distance. Because, I mean, if you're shooting straight line for whatever yardage,
right,
you only have to worry about straight line.
Right.
But then if you get to hills, this is probably going to be where my problem's going to be.
Right. It's the adjustment.
It's the adjustment. Because I notice that instead of whenever I try to shoot lower on some of our targets, I don't bend properly. Like in my mind.
You don't hitch at the hip. Yeah. You drop the shoulder.
See, in my mind, I'm like, okay, this is how I'm bending. And you know how you picture yourself of what you're doing, and then you'll hopefully like follow through what you're doing. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I'm bending at my hips like you're supposed to. I'm like, this is great. But then if you're looking at me, you're like, what the fuck is she doing? Have I taught this bitch nothing?
No, I tell you all the time. You're like, I don't know why it's high, because you dropped your shoulder. That's all.
I know. And you know, that just, it comes from muscle memory. You just have to keep doing it. You just have to keep doing it.
Well, everyone's always used to shooting shoulder level.
Yeah.
No, you know, a lot of people don't practice angled shots.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we go to this event, there's going to be, like I said, like during the morning on Saturday, we're going to do the local run just to go through it, everything to 40 yards or 45 yards.
Well, this is our first time. We don't know what to expect.
Right. And then after that, we'll probably do the first one in the morning, get something to eat, and then go do the second one and just take our time going through the second one, because there's going to be a lot farther shots. There's going to be some angles involved, but it's going to be, you know, the Prime course and the Sitka course, which are the ones that are supposed to push the experienced archer who's done these type of events before.
Yeah. So,
and the price is really good. I got to give them that, because what's involved in it was, it's $55 for a 1-day pass, $75 for a 2-day, and $95 for all 3 days. And, you know, on Saturday night and Sunday night, they do their usual after hours party. So
glow and bone glow.
Bow and glow, yeah. Glow. Which is basically like you have recurves, and they throw up like, you know, the neon colored dishes, and you could shoot them out of the air and all sorts of shit like that.
Yeah, if you look on YouTube at some of the videos, I know Mountain Ops
and Hush have posted their videos.
They're actually really, really cool. And they, you know what? They even set up some kid lanes too. Some short lanes for kids that you're shooting dinosaurs and zombies.
Yes.
Which I think is
stationary
cute.
Targets and whatnot for little kids. But it's all like, I think there's actually going to be two, if I read the thing on their website correctly today, there's actually two setups for kids. There's one that goes out to 20 yards, and then there's just like stationary targets that are 10 yards.
I think so. Yeah. So,
which is really good. And you can get the whole family involved and have a great day. And then, like I said, Saturday and Sunday, they got their after hours party, you know, and beverages and shit like that involved. And,
well, I don't think it's that kind of after hours. Well,
from the videos that we've watched, I've seen people drinking or with their red solo cup. So who knows? Maybe it's soda. I doubt it. But it seems like everyone's having a good time. They're shooting their bows. I got I know there's this one challenge that's got a bow with a laser on it, and your objective is just to keep the laser at the bullseye the whole time. I've seen that in a couple of the videos.
Yeah, that was the okay. So here I have the all the events up right now. So we'll go back through. Basically, the courses that he was talking about. So the locals course, 25 targets, 15 to 40 yard shots, minimal angles. So right. Mostly straight shots. Now, note that they tell people, since they encourage everyone to come to the events, like people, they don't want people thinking like, oh shit, I just started. You know, that's not really an event I can go to. I'm not experienced. They encourage everyone. So if you don't think you can make a shot, say you're at a longer yardage, like a yard range from what you're used to, and you're like, crap, I don't think I can make this. Mm-hmm. They tell you you can move closer. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's to shoot at your comfortable zone. Yeah.
They don't want anyone going and not actually enjoying themselves, which is really cool. It's not like a strict, no, you have to shoot from here or you're shit out of luck.
Right.
So then they have a mountain ops course, which is 25 targets, which range 25 to 75 yards with steep angles and good shots that test your skill. So that's kind of like the next step up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the prime course, which they're calling the toughest course, but a lot of fun. But just fun. It's 25 targets, Rocky Mountain Western shoot, 40 to 100 yards with steep angles and tougher shots. Then you go down to the Sitka course. So still 25 targets, long shot. You have 60 to 100 yards on sheep, mountain goat, and other awesome species. This course is designed to live up to the demands of the Sitka gear. So, which is kind of weird because they're calling the prime course their toughest course.
Right.
But the Sitka course, I guess they have their three levels, and then Sitka kind of sponsors their own, like...
their own section.
We make gear for this kind of...
Right.
So, but, you know, it's good to try out. I guess the harder courses, maybe next time around when we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably mostly because of me, that I'm not as experienced to that kind of...
I haven't shot that distance in years.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, most we've been able to work on anything in the last year has been
max of 30.
30 right now.
Yeah, because
so.
We, you know, it gets difficult just to find a place to shoot. If you don't have a house and you don't have a range that's outside at a longer yardage, you're kind of restricted, which is where we're at. So we're still finding out, you know, places to go, but, you know, you do what you can.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we've been making do with what we got right now, but we're going to be looking into, name of it, Kiowie, mm-hmm. out here in, it's west of Greensville.
Yeah.
And they have full outdoor range and stuff. It's actually like an archery club, I guess, that we're going to end up joining here very soon.
Yeah. The one we were originally looking at, I guess,
business stuff went down and it's the outdoor range is a no more.
Yeah. That was kind of a bummer.
Right.
Because it was close to where we go anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, it was right there. So, but back to this, what Anthony.
That's right, I'm a he.
That guy over there.
You have gotten my gender correct. I am a he.
Yeah, we have he's and she's on this podcast. Anyone else?
Oh, Jesus.
Can fuck off.
Oh, God. Your fault, humbug.
If you need to use the bathroom here, it's a male restroom and a female bathroom.
It's called a restroom also. Shit. That's a good job. Slap the mic. She got so into that comment, she just bitch slapped her mic.
Okay, so they also include stationary kids range, which Anthony was talking about,
mm-hmm.
with the dinosaurs and zombies. And they have, I guess, a 10 target set up.
Right.
And that's the stationary kids range. Now they have a little kids course, which is a 12 target from 5 to 20 yards for the kids. And then they have, I guess, some other novelty shots for, like, prizes. And they have, a truck you can win. And all the vendors that, the word that I'm looking for.
They're there. The vendors are doing giveaways. I mean,
Sponsors.
Sponsors, yes.
They're sponsoring. So they
also keep in mind, since we mentioned the price and how I said the price is good, I know everyone's going to be like, well, it's $55 for the first day and only $20 for each additional day. But what you get with the first day package is, well, obviously you get to shoot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that's the no shit one. But you also get, was it 5 free raffle tickets and a Total Archery Challenge t-shirt?
Yeah. So you get the shirt, you get the, where was it? You know, I did have it. I'm mm-hmm. just scrolling because my phone is just so much more narrow. Ah, fuck. Oh, yeah. Okay, right here. So you get with your pre-registration that you do, so you get the course, and then you get your t-shirt and 5 raffle tickets and then extra entry to win a Prime or Quest bow. So they have a raffle for a truck.
All right.
And you have raffles to win a bow, depending on which one's there.
Mm-hmm.
Prime request. So that's actually pretty cool. You can walk away with both.
Actually, I think Prime and Quest are the same company, I think.
Oh, well, I think one's a division of the other one.
Yeah. Well, like one's like how Matthews is the shit, and then they have Mission below them.
Yeah. So it just depends on which one they have available for whatever event you're going to be at.
Exactly.
So, and I mean, if you go to each individual event, you can actually, when you click into it, it'll explain everything. It'll explain the different day schedules. It'll, you know, list the courses, what you're getting. It tells you pricing, gives you all a bunch of rules of what can and cannot do. And then if you need lodging, it gives you the closest hotels that you can actually look up and book. So, I mean, they're pretty good with all of the information you need for registration. And they got a couple events going on right now. So you have the closest one coming up. Is ours because it's May 18th to the 20th. Then you have San Antonio, Texas. San Antonio is before us.
The photos on the website are in the wrong order.
Yeah, I just noticed that. So, because I'm like, April. April before May? Yeah.
Yes, April comes before May. You learned that in third grade.
And you don't know that. Did you know my third grade teacher?
I know the curriculum should have been about third grade. That's his chair. This chair, I think, is breaking more my ass. Just sits
sorry,
on
you
it.
Guys probably don't hear it because our technical side of things is getting better, so you can't hear all the squeaking going on. Well, I'm thinking it's our kids, so if you hear me pause, I'm like listening. Okay, is that a tiny human crying?
Nope, that's
or
the
is
cheap
that...
ass Walmart chair I'm sitting on.
So in April, the 27th to the 29th, they have San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Then in June, they go to Seven Springs, Pennsylvania, and they go to Michigan, and then they're in South Dakota and Utah and Montana. Mm-hmm. So if you are by any one of those and you're interested, then go.
I'd go check one time, go to the one in Montana. Because, I mean, all the videos we've seen from the Big Sky Montana one, that shit just looks amazing.
Oh, yeah, the
view? The scenery and the background and these guys are... I mean, even when you think about it, half these videos, and I'm not talking like the good ones from like Hush and the guys from Mountain Ops, they use like really good cameras. Mm-hmm. Even the ones that are absolute garbage that people took with their fucking cell phones, mm-hmm. you cannot beat the mountain scenery in Big Sky or the ones that they do in Utah. It's look at this shit. It could be the most fucked up picture, and you're like, oh, that's gorgeous.
You can't, it's one thing you can't see all the time. So it's nice to be able to do something like this, an event, and actually see.
That's what I'm looking forward to, because I mean, we've never been to Tennessee, and we're going to be going there pretty much for 2 days, 2.5 days.
Yeah. 2 days, because it'll be a half day Friday,
Right.
All day Saturday, and then leaving Sunday.
Yeah, leaving Sunday morning sometime.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I want to see what's out there. You know, I'm used to where we were in New York, which we knew there was hills and cliffs and all that crazy stuff. Because Hudson Valley's just loaded with that shit. So, you know, everything down here, yeah, you know, we live around Greenville area, but it's like, everything's just a hill. It's like the highway's just like rolling hills, and it doesn't seem really like mountainous, really.
Well, because we're still kind of in the middle of the more congested population.
Right, right.
We'll eventually move out of that range, but for just moving to, you know.
Oh, yeah, this is the move into an apartment and get used to the area and see what's around.
Yeah, because you don't know what's, I mean, you can't really, you can look at all the pictures you want, but you'll never really know a place until you're actually there.
Oh, totally agree. Absolutely.
So, but yeah, we'll be definitely, I mean, from now until May, we got some time. So you guys will definitely be hearing about this more as we go.
And you're going to be hearing about all the shit we have to buy in order to do this event.
You make it sound like it's such a horrible thing.
No, it's not, because
I gotta buy all this stuff now.
Yeah, well, it's true. We do. We have to buy a lot. I mean, man,
it's not that not much. Not even like,
really?
What?
Got to have at least a dozen arrows.
Okay.
If not more for each of us.
Yeah. So when you go into something like this, you want to have extra hours because you're going
hours?
To
arrows.
Arrows. You said
hours. Hours. Extra hours.
I'm like slurring everything. Hours.
It's been a very long weekend with our children.
Yeah. Yes.
There's no arguing on that one. It's like, oh God, yes, it has.
Yeah. So, you want to have at least a dozen.
They recommend when you hit the course, you have 12 on you.
That's a dozen.
Yes. No. So I'm saying, like, don't just think you're gonna go the whole weekend and have 12.
Oh, no, I'm talking on a day basis.
You're probably going to fuck up on some of these angled shots, and you're going to lose some arrows as soon as you hit the course. So there's a good chance you're going to hit one course, lose six. You better go back to your hotel room or your cabin and go get another six pack of them.
So maybe we should have more than just 12?
I plan on bringing, like, in all honesty, I would like to have two dozen each with us.
Okay.
So... And Stephanie has just switched over. Her arrows will actually arriving tomorrow.
Yeah.
Stephanie now has 26 and a half inch Easton FMJs, 400 spines.
So that'll be interesting.
Yes. Yes. So not only has her arrows been switched, but switched up.
Wait, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
So besides the arrows.
Yes.
I'll be more punctual.
More punctual?
No, more... What's the word? More.
We're not good at big words.
No,
it's not pronunciation. That you just butchered the shit out of that. My God. No. But how about we start with the stuff that we did before we bought your new setup?
No, I'm still on the stuff that we have to buy.
Oh, okay. We're still on the stuff we have to buy. Okay.
So besides the arrows, we have to buy, well, and including all the knocks for them.
I'm shooting regular knocks.
I'm shooting nocturnals.
I have shot 5 of them off arrows in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. So we're at the range,
shot
right?
$50 off and I think fucking nocturnals in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think he shot off. No, that day, I think you went through three.
I went through two one day and three the next day.
Yeah.
So it was $50 in nocturnals. Mm-hmm. And
you took two of mine.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I think I'll, because I can't see anything.
The distances are going to be so far, you're going to be looking with a pair of binoculars any goddamn way and have to walk up to the target because you're only going to be able to shoot 2 arrows at each target.
I know.
At a max. So it's really not going to matter at that point. And right now, we're not shooting 30 yards indoors like we had to at Gander. The lighting in the range at Gander was so bright that you couldn't see the arrows. You needed to have a lighted knock even to see them at 30 yards.
Yeah, because, but I can't see him now anyway.
Don't worry about not being able to see him now.
I like to see where I'm at. I like to see where I hit. So, besides all that, you need a pair of binoculars. So, with us, we don't have to buy 2. We could buy 1. Because we'll be together, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then a rangefinder.
We gotta buy 2 packs. We have to buy two backpacks.
Two backpacks.
Preferably, they're going to be like the skinnier, long ones that have a bladder in them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, some of them I know are made where they have a pocket where you slide arrows in. or depending on the type we get, I may just put arrow tubes in them and like Velcro strap them inside the packs. This way we have the arrows on our backs.
Yeah, we're not kind of, because I, you know, and I really don't want a quiver or anything on my side. I want the,
No, it's going to be all, going up and down through mountains and stuff like that. No, we're not going to be traveling with hip quivers and stuff like that. It's all going to be on the pack and, you know, I can take one out for you if you need an arrow. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've seen, because they show photos of people going through the courses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen people with them, actually with no pack, just carrying their bow and with a little hip quiver. And So I guess it's personal preference,
right,
is really what it is. But we need packs anyway.
Right.
So, but that is something that we're going to be looking at the Sportsman Show to see if we can get a deal.
We're
going to
be looking at the Sportsman Show for the packs, also for the harness, the chest harness to put the binoculars and range finders in.
It's a man's fanny pack.
Yes, it's the chest fanny pack, honey.
That's why I call it a man's fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't wear it around there. Well, no.
No. Joe Rogan wears a fanny pack.
Yeah, I know. He's got like this black leather one too. Mm-hmm. He loves it. Mm-hmm. Put all your protein bites in it.
Yeah. Having to hear him and Dudley talk about the Onnit protein bites while we were munching out and drinking.
It's like, it looks like a candy bar. But it's not a candy. It doesn't all like bullshit as a candy bar does.
Yeah, it's got like 7 grams of protein per one.
Yeah, but the problem is we eat the whole box.
Yep. Well, that's the other thing that we're going to come into play when we go that day. Obviously, like I said, we're going to want to have the packs that have the bladders on them. While we're walking through the mountains, we're probably going to have protein bars and all sorts of shit inside the packs.
Yeah.
You know, probably a first aid kit in case someone takes a tumble.
Yeah, like you, because you're accident prone.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
I'm 40.
Get the walker out.
Yeah, that's it. I'm take the garbage out. I'm like, fuck, my knees hurt.
Oh, shit. But,
fucking step off a curb. I'm like, I feel like my left knee's going to explode.
Put him in a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah, that's it. Someone put me down, please.
So, what we'll do is, as we're kind of collecting everything for this event coming up, we're going to go through what we have and what our setup is, and closer to it, we'll tell you what we're putting in it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone else out there who is interested in going to one of these and you've never gone before, you can kind of listen to us and say, okay, this is what they're doing. And then after the event, we'll say, like, okay, this worked, or we should have had this, or we wish we didn't bring this, or...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. So if you plan on going to one of the later events, then you'll kind of learn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or it's a nice option.
I think right now the biggest thing that's, because for me and you, when we go there, is going to be just having snacks on us and making sure we have a large enough bladder on us for water and stuff like that. Or, and even like if we can get our hands on, like Mountain Ops sells like their Enduro, whatever, the BCA complex, whatever.
They're little single servings.
Right, and the little tubes, you know, you can always take your water, throw and keep one of those Dasani waters or whatever and dump one of those packs in it so you have extra electrolytes and all that shit while you're on the course and then have a full bladder of water.
Yeah.
So,
or instead of the plastic, use just a small reusable bottle and then you fill it up
with
water out of your bladder.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of all that plastic.
What I'm figuring is, like, what I'm going to try and look for is, like, packs that have a 2.5 liter bladder.
Right.
This way, I know if, because a lot of times from the stuff you read and the stuff you see on videos, it's taking people 2.5 hours to 3 hours to go through one, like, to do one trip on the 25 targets. Yeah. So, you know, if you figure, you know, just because you're going to get winded, if you're depending on how much of an incline, declines you're going through and whatnot.
And depending on the weather that day.
And depending, it's also going to be mid-May, so it might be cool, it might be fucking hot as shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to have the extra stuff on us would be good. You know, so, but I'm those are the things I'm going to try and keep in mind is, you know, make sure we have, like, protein bars and stuff on us. Obviously, the water. Have the single serving packets of either the Enduro from Mountain Ops or, I can't remember the company. Oh, the ones from Onnit, whatever. Yeah, them. There we go. We keep saying Onnit, and I completely brain farted about it. But because they both make that, that type of like amino complex that you can use while you're on the go.
Yeah, that's another thing I want to eventually be able to get into, because there's so many supplements and everything out there as far as to help you in these kind of scenarios, or if you're going out on a hunt for an X amount of time.
Right.
I kind of want us to eventually be able to order some of them and then try them. Either say, wow, this really tastes like shit, or it actually tastes pretty good. Because, you know, some people, they say like, oh, it tastes great, it tastes great. But they're used to already taking supplements that taste like even shittier. So,
a less shitty taste is when we were doing all of our training and stuff for the Spartan races, how many of those BCAAs was like drinking fucking sand?
Oh, God, it was disgusting.
They would barely dissolve.
Yeah.
And it was in your bottle of water for like a half hour, and you look at the bottom, and there's fucking white grit in the bottom.
It was so disgusting. But we also
why am I drinking and it's crunchy?
What we decided to do is we actually found a monthly box. So what they'd sell, it's actually going on with a lot of companies right now.
The Jackbox.
So you do, yeah, the Jackbox.
The Jackbox, yes. Yeah. I remember that.
So I think they're still around.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackbox. Mm-hmm. So it's basically...
There's box clubs for everything right now.
Yeah, no. I think there's even a box if you like cats. Sell you a box of shit.
You already do. You get that just by owning a cat.
You know, wait, just an off topic. I saw an ad for on Google, like YouTube, in between the videos. And they even show you those ads that have nothing to do with anything of your, like, your browsing history or likes or whatever. They just throw it out there and hope maybe they hit something. There is this one about Catspiracy, and I think it was for a kitty litter box. And they went on this, and I didn't know it was for the kitty litter box until like 5 minutes after the commercial was almost already done.
You watched the whole autoplay commercial?
I was feeding our daughter, so
stuck. Oh, okay, so you're stuck in a spot there. Okay.
I couldn't turn it off. And I'm watching this thing, and they had a Catspiracy of how all of the cat poop is actually stored on the moon. They ship it to the moon, and the dust up there is all the cat poop.
Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
And their whole thing was, well, if you don't think it's true, can you prove that it's not? It was the stupidest thing ever. It was so stupid. It's one of those things that you look and it's just so dumb you get a chuckle out of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
absolutely. So, but yeah, I mean, we have an enormous list, though. Let's get back to our topic here.
Yeah, no, sorry. The box that I was talking about is it basically came with all of these different kind of pre-workouts and protein samples and protein bars.
Yeah, it was like $10 a month or something like that.
Yeah, it was $10 a month. And I mean, you got to try this array of like different companies. And man, some of these that we heard reviews on by people who are getting paid to review it.
Oh, yeah. These are great. No.
Oh, God. They were, you know what? Arnold put out his own line.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm. And man, he did.
Muscle Farm made it or something like
that. Yeah, it was made by Muscle Farm. And honestly, he, you know, with everything he did in the fitness and with acting and everything, it was great. Yeah, I mean, you can't beat that. Man, whoever thought this was like a great tasting and it dissolved, which it didn't dissolve. It was like drinking.
No, not at all.
It was like you went to the beach.
Sand on the beach.
And half the shit like on the beach ended up in your drink and you still drank it. It was just like, it was so disgusting.
Right.
But what I would like to do with some of these more toward the hunting aspect, I would like to be able to try some of these. You know, if anyone is listening that can actually have the means of startup to do this, they should see if they can actually get samples from all these different companies and make a box like a
yeah,
I don't know.
It costs a lot of money. It's like I've watched the videos from Sarah and Josh Bomar because they have their own line.
Yeah.
And for them to do single serving packets, like for their proteins, if they could send out packet test packets and all that, apparently it's like a shit ton of money to do individual packets. Whereas you can get like... He used like the example of like a 5 pound tub of protein.
Right.
If you were to break that down into single packets, you'd be paying, you know, let's say you were paying $60 for the 5 pounds.
Right.
You'd be paying like $170 for the 5 pounds in single packets.
I can believe
it. Like it costs triple the amount to do it.
Because the amount of work to actually make the extra packaging and to seal it in there and to pre-measure where you, On the other hand, you could just dump out.
Well, the also thing, too, is you got to figure like the companies that are going to manufacture all these proteins and whatnot for them.
Right.
They're not going to do like a certain amount or a minimal amount, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, okay, you want us to do these? You got to order 10,000 of them off the bat.
Right.
And or the answer is no.
Yeah. And it's plus it's easier to dump a shitload into a big container than have to separate it into small.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fucking things. So, I mean, yeah.
So I want to try it's all the
Mountain Ops.
Mountain Ops stuff.
Oh, right, man, they had some eggnog protein.
Yeah, you're all about that shit. I don't like protein shakes are fine and dandy. Like, I could see if me and you went on a hunt where it was going to be a couple days, that's when I would bring protein with me. Otherwise, I just like stuff in my face.
I have to say.
I do like BCAs, though.
But see, the thing with the protein is that when you have all these different shakes, you get all these different flavors, and it's got all good shit in it. But
most
proteins
are not good shit. Most proteins are filler shit.
No. What I mean is, versus actually having eggnog out of the carton,
right?
You know, that's gonna be a little better when you still have the taste. I love eggnog.
Artificial eggnog flavor instead of just the real shit out of a carton.
Fuck,
you're better off
like
just having the real shit out of a carton.
Oh, but it's like all
liquid fat. It's fine.
Oh my god.
You only do it once a year. It's fine.
Yeah, do one small like quarter gallon.
But to me right now, like if we're gonna try a lot of these, and I'm not gonna bash anybody because we haven't tried them. Right now, from all the stuff that we've done and doing the Spartan races and doing the training and stuff for that and all the jogging and shit like that, in my head, no matter what, I kind of almost go into trying BCAs, and they have to try and top Rich Piana's All Day You May.
Yeah, that one
because,
is.
Because, I mean, you watch guys like IllPumpYouUp.com. He still, to this day, says nobody beats that one.
It's good. You know, I have to say, for like it helps also with joint pain.
It has
like
MSM
that.
In it, which makes your body rebuild cartilage.
So if you're going out in the middle of nowhere, going up hills, down hills, over rocks, through whatever else, and you're gonna get a lot of joint pain just from that constant
impact.
Like, yeah, I have to say that his stuff. Well, now unfortunately he passed away.
Well, Chanel still runs the company.
Does she?
Yes, she still runs the company. The company's called 5% Nutrition. It's primarily done for bodybuilders. So just get that out the way. And I'm talking like bodybuilders, guys with 21, 22 inch arms.
Yeah, but I gotta put it out there that All Day You May is like for all around general improvement of like.
Yeah, because we were doing no everything. Bodybuilding. We were just jogging 5Ks every day. And
yeah,
I'm a person
we
that if I don't maintain my left knee will get itself fucked in 3 months.
Yeah.
And
good thing you don't have to be on them to get paid.
See, how's it turn into a dick joke? Jesus Christ. But anyway, I mean, taking that, I was able, I mean, after about a week, you know, that's when you start feeling the effects of, oh, yeah, I feel better today. I woke up better and blah, blah, blah. You know, and by the time we did, all the Spartan races and the Savage race and all other shit, my knees weren't really hurting anymore. I felt my knees get stronger, but I myself felt better, you know.
It's like a general health kind of feeling.
Yeah, it was a general just good feeling. Yeah. Like you drank it 20 minutes later, you felt like, all right, yeah, I feel pretty good right now.
It's like
you didn't feel
refreshing.
Yeah, it wasn't like you drank a fucking Red Bull and like, oh, I'm all cracked out. No, you just felt like, I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
It was nothing all strange.
And it's not bad priced either.
No, it's not. I mean,
Amazon, you can get it off Amazon.
Like $35 for 50 servings or something like that. It's really not bad. You know,
if
bodybuilders, they go crazy.
It.
Like a normal person's going to go throw one scoop in a shaker, you're fine. Bodybuilder guys are throwing four scoops in a gallon.
Yeah.
So.
It depends on what level you're at.
Right. Like at our highest, when we were doing the 5Ks every single day, we were taking two each a day.
Yeah. I'm still working out.
Right.
You on the other
hand. No, I've been slacking like a fucker.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get back in shape from our second kid.
Yes.
I'm getting there.
You are. Yep.
Eventually.
So, I gotta get myself back in and start running.
Yes. But yeah, definitely go check them out. As far as our whole event with what we're bringing on our pack, we'll just keep updating everyone as we get stuff. Because we like to talk about deals that we get. Deals and coupons are always good.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Well, we found a couple deals on the stuff that we're getting right now, because we already mentioned your arrows.
Well, we can talk about the coupon that we used on eBay.
Hold on. Let me get to that part yet. That wasn't the first thing we purchased. All right. We had made the decision, like we had spoken in the last episode, about if we get Steph, if we decide to get Steph another bow, we already said it was going to be an Evolve 35 and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you're talking about my strings.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Can I get to that part?
Go ahead.
Now everybody knows what I was trying to lead into here.
My bad.
Yeah, when we said, okay, we're going to try and decide if we were going to get Steph another bow. And yes, it was going to be an Evolve 35 and this and that. And because it's a nice long bow, it's forgiving. And Steph just happens to be at the letter A on the draw length for an Evolve 35 of 26 inches.
Because why?
You're tiny. You're 5'2".
No, it's because I'm awesome. A is for awesome. Awesome.
Okay, sure. Whatever.
It's like the Lego movie.
Oh God. Everything is awesome.
Yeah.
Stupid X-Men. He's great. Chris Pratt's the shit. So we did decide, okay, we're going to get Stephanie an Evolve 35. So we're always trying to find new stuff, reasonable stuff. And we found this company called Delta Four Strings.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they were out of Arkansas, I believe it is.
I can look them up while you're talking.
Okay. So we're like, all right, let's give it a try. Price was really good. It cost us $63 for Steph's strings. Now it's the full string. Full string and Y cable or yoke cable, whichever you want to call it. We ordered it in full fluorescent green with black serving. Now, when we got it, we were like, okay, right away I take it out of the box. I was impressed right away. String, it felt really good. Everything was smooth. You look at it real quick because you just want to check your shit out. Not one visible fray anywhere on it. And then we bring it Saturday morning to Saluda River. And the guys there, we got there as soon as they opened the door. So we were able to get her bowing.
They're out of... here I go butchering. Okay. They're out of Arkansas.
Okay. Okay, you're just going to skip over the name.
Yeah.
Okay. So we decided to go with those because their prices and everything were reasonable. And just to test them out. So, like I said, Saturday morning we go to the range. We get there as soon as they open. And they're like, okay, yeah. We'll throw the strings on her bow and everything like that. They transferred the peep side over, put a brand new D-loop on it. And we'll actually post pictures of it because we took a couple of pictures of the bow now with the new green strings and everything like that. But... how do you like it? I mean, I liked it the way the strings were on there. They feel really, really well built. They're nice. They're solid. They're super quiet.
I have to say, first of all, when we first got them, I was a little weary because they, like, some actually package. Is our audio okay?
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't, we're out at 50 minutes almost already.
Oh, that was what you were looking at?
Yeah.
I thought our audio was messing up.
No.
Oh, jeez. I can't say fucking women because you're a male.
Okay. All right, get into your how you feel.
So usually when you see strings, like I'm used to seeing them in the longer package, like they're
they were folded up pretty good.
They're folded up, and I was like, before
and
I opened
did
it,
they ship them pre-twisted.
Yeah, the end loops and waxed.
Yeah, pre-waxed and pre-twisted and stretched, and everything's already
done. Before I even opened them, before I even saw the strings, and there was a little itty bitty package, I was like,
"Did I only get one string?" She was nervous. She was nervous.
Did they like screw something up? We don't know anything about this company. We haven't ordered anything.
Well, originally you thought you had only got the string and not the yoke cable.
Yeah.
And that's when I took it. We took them out of the box, the bag, real fast.
Did I just pay $60 for only half my shit?
Well, no, actually, if you really think about it, I mean, the amount of money I paid for the Inertia's one string, your string on your Stinger X is almost 90 inches long because it's gigantic because it has one idler cable. It's not a twin cam system. So it has one yoke cable and one super long string.
Yeah.
So.
But basically.
It was a full kit, though. It was both.
Yeah, it was. And the string looked great. The color's, spot on. It actually looks good.
That bitch is loud from across the room.
Yeah, it's fucking
it's
lime.
It's like, oh, it's green.
It's
oh, yes.
It's lime. It's very lime. Very capital.
Yeah, it's fluorescent green, yeah.
It's capital lime.
Capital on the flow.
Capital, fluorescent. Capital letters. But anyway, you know, I got used to my old string where we put it up to, we had them see what the pounds were at. And it was at 52 pounds that I was pulling back.
51.
It was 51?
51.
So 51 and...
It is not 51 anymore.
You know, I have to say, pulling that back, it didn't, like, it wasn't a struggle. That's why we moved it up. I was like, right, okay. Right. Mm-hmm. But see, holding it, my strings were starting to get, we knew we had to replace them.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end, it starts to feel like when something's a little bit stretched out, you can kind of get the feeling. You can
feel the bunginess of it.
Yeah. Like you're pulling it back and you can kind of feel the give with it a little bit. And that's what was going on with my old one. So with this one, I got so used to that other give that I was getting with the strings. If some of you thinking like, what the hell is she talking about with give? It's just, I'm trying to describe the feeling.
All right. Anyone who's shot a bow for an extended long amount of time, what she's basically referring to is if you feel like your valley all of a sudden is longer on your bow.
Okay, that it's
too spongy. Yeah, yeah.
Spongy.
It's a spongy valley. That's what you felt like. Because that's how you were describing it to me. And I'm like, you talking about the valley being spongy where you can like pull past where you're supposed to be able to? And you're like, yeah. So that's it.
You know, sometimes I really can't get the words out correctly.
That's fine. That's fine.
Sometimes. Well, mm-hmm. Okay. 90% of the time.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so you put on the new strings and... I have to say, the pounds to pull back of what it feels like that I had the effort that I have to put in,
right,
is not the same. I have to put in a lot more effort. I mean, it does feel a lot heavier, but I gotta say, overall feeling, so far it's only been the one day. Because it was yesterday that we had them put on.
Right.
And we were at the range for a little bit yesterday.
Saturday, right? Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Today's Sunday, yes. Yesterday. Yeah.
So, you know, I have to say the overall feeling with them, it's good. I mean, I'm trying to get
you
the
shot really, really well yesterday.
They, you know, they feel really...
The back wall and valley are not spongy anymore. Yeah. You said it was rock solid.
Everything on the bow, that's actually a good word for it. It felt more solid to it.
Right.
You know, I have to say these strings were pretty good, especially for the $60-something we got for.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
For everything. Mm-hmm. You know, so I have a couple more, times to go with the range with them.
Yeah.
But I have to say, if as of right now... Our first impression of these people. So everyone knows. Oh, wait, hold on.
I will
Let
say
finish.
One more thing, though. Your bow picked up a shit ton of speed.
Yeah, it did.
Because your sight was nowhere near. Before, you were dead center. Fine. And right now, that thing's hauling ass so hard, the arrows are high.
Yeah, and you know, and the first time around, I you forget about these things. And I'm like, damn, I'm really that off. Like, what mm-hmm. the hell is going on with the... And you just forget about these little right. things until you think back, like, oh, shit, okay. There's mm-hmm. other things that have changed, the speed, you have to reset your sight, you have to adjust. So
yep.
we still have to do some adjustments on that. But I have to say, because everyone knows how much I love the shit on companies, when they deserve it, okay.
Okay, where is this leading to? I want to know which company we're shitting on here.
No, I'm not shitting on anyone.
Oh,
I'm
okay,
saying...
I'm about to say, I'm like... That we took off the original shit that was almost 2 years old.
I don't sugarcoat it. So what I'm saying is that if you're looking for strings and you're not into spending the extra money and you're buying everything on a budget, you know, because you only got X amount to spend on this kind of stuff. These strings at this price were really, really, really worth it. And I have to say we bought them off eBay. And they do have their own website you can go to. I haven't really looked through it too much, but if you go on eBay, they're on eBay.
Just because we did check their website, the price is actually identical.
Okay.
The price is the same on their website. The only reason we went through eBay is because I have the eBay credit card and I get a shit ton of points.
Yeah. So you can check them out through eBay. But I have to say, the day we ordered them, we got the confirmation right away. And then right after the confirmation, they kind of walked us through, okay, your order is in processing. Okay, your order is ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your order has been picked up for shipping.
Right.
I mean, they are definitely, as far as that goes, on point. They are very okay, like step by step. This is what's going on with your order. And even though if we're out of season right now or it's not their busier time, they are, I have to say, I give them a lot of credit. I really like them as far as strings go. They,
well, we got your strings pretty damn fast too. I mean, we really did.
Less than a week.
Yeah.
From order, from like sitting down at the computer and ordering them to physically getting them in hand, it was less than a week.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say.
Yeah.
And I mean, whether that is because they happen to have my size strings in that color on hand already, and they could have just picked it up off the shelf, stuck it in a package, and was like, here, there you go, they're already ready.
Right.
First impression of them is, I have to say, spot on.
Yeah, they're good.
We ordered some more strings.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see if that takes the same amount of time to get those.
Yeah. Actually, I have to order another set. I have to order a third set.
So we'll see. But I mean, as far as letting you know what's going on with the stuff that you just bought, they are definitely on point, and their price is great.
Mm-hmm. Even mine, just because I already looked it up, because I want to swap the strings on the inertia.
Right.
Mine was $65 for a triple cable system.
Okay.
So it's still a really good price. I mean, anywhere else I try to buy strings from, I'm looking in the hundreds.
Yeah.
You know, 110, 120, even 60X, it's like $90-something. I think it is for the triple.
And for shit service. That service was not done with a smile.
Yeah, no. Well, not on our end. So, so your bow did shoot very well with them. We had to do some tweaking to your sight and everything.
But we had both kids with us at the range, so. And plus they were getting kind of busy, so we, you know, after
we
our
cut
time,
it short.
We cut it short, just to be fair. It's not fair to take up, like, a whole section.
Right.
You know, because we had our two kids, so, our son stays in one spot, but we still take up the extra room because he's not shooting. He's just kind of.
Oh, yeah, there. We control. Like, they have a whole area where, like, there's a table and stuff like that where they usually probably throw, like, kids' parties. We take up the whole table just because we have the baby in the car seat and then our son is sitting there.
Yeah, and honestly, they don't, you know, and I'm not bad-mouthing anyone there because the shop, everyone that works here doesn't mind. They have no problem with it, you know. The other people that go to the range, you know, some have their older kids with them. I think we're the ones with the youngest that go there that I've physically seen, because, you know, there's other times that obviously we're not there. But, you know, everyone that shoots there is like, don't worry about it, you know. But you don't want to be that asshole and kind of take advantage of people and like, oh, okay, you don't have a problem with it. All right, let me just, you know, take whatever time I need and not have any courtesy for anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I have to say, I'm glad we found that range.
Everybody's
really
absolutely
great.
Awesome.
So even the guy who put on my strings, he was.
He's only there normally in the week. Well, we don't see him because we're there at early in the morning.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but I've only seen him there on weekends. So I don't know. Maybe he just works the weekends.
Or evenings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We only see him during the weekend.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. It's just my point is that everyone there is actually, you know, it's really pleasant to be around,
mm-hmm.
which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't want to be shooting around a bunch of assholes. But so Delta Force bowstrings, you can go on eBay, check them out. They do have a website, deltaforcebowstrings.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd give them a look if you need strings. Definitely something to look for. You don't have to pay the price to actually get a quality item and get some decent customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not sponsored. I know that sounds like an ad.
Well, that's what we always say, that every time we say something, like we're still not sponsored, and we really haven't been looking for any.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we say something's good, it's because we actually used it and tried it and so on.
Yeah. So we got my strings in, and then the next thing coming, what's coming tomorrow?
Well, actually, I bought something at the range also for myself. I bought one thing. I've said it before, is the one thing about my HHA optimizer that I don't like is the fact that I had the 2-inch housing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our range happened to have one of the housings in stock, and right. now I swapped out my 2-inch for an 1 5/8. And when we go to the range this week, Tuesday or whatever, I'm going to leave the bow with them after we're done shooting, whatever, because I'm just going to mess around with it just to deal with it, because it's got the 1 5/8, and mm-hmm. I have to spin the head around because
it's upside down.
Yeah, right now it's a drop pin instead of an up pin. I'm almost tempted to try and shoot with it that way because it looks pretty fucking nifty.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it with them, but they're going to do a full laser 3-axle adjustment
mm-hmm.
between, you know, the sight and the arrow rest to try and get everything dead straight. Okay, now let's go into what's coming.
Wait, what time are we at?
1 hour.
Hmm. Did I make everyone wait?
No, don't be an asshole.
Yeah, but I'm always an asshole.
Okay, well, it's up to you. It's your call. It's your stuff.
I don't know. Choices. Nah, fuck it. So we ordered my Evolve 35, my new bow, and we got that. Well, my arrows are coming tomorrow, and my bow is coming tomorrow.
Yes.
And then the range opens on Tuesday.
Yep. Yes. So Stephanie has a 2017 Evolve 35.
Mm-hmm.
60-pound model,
yes.
And I found out that it is a 20-pound adjustment, that it can go down almost 20 pounds because the bolts can turn out 10 times a piece.
Well, you know what? I don't need to go down 20
pounds.
We're
just going to set it to 50 pounds. We're going to tell the guys at the range here, please set this to 50, be done.
Yeah.
So, yes, you have your, and it's camo. It's not black. So you actually have a camouflage Evolve 35. It's got black limbs and whatnot.
Yeah. But we used a nice little coupon. If you were on eBay on, what day was it? Wednesday.
Something like that. Wednesday or Thursday.
They were running a 20% off sale.
Max of $100
off. Max of $100. We got $100
off. And it was off everything. It was just, it wasn't just specific vendors. It was off anything in all of eBay.
Yeah, so we got that as at a pretty good price.
Yes, it was actually a store demo, lightly used, which is just like, you know, let people try it. Okay, no, you don't like it, back on the shelf it goes.
Right.
They said it had less than 100 shots on it, and we paid $520 for a $1,000 bow.
Yep, that's shipped.
And yeah, that was shipped. So,
yeah,
which was good. Yep. So. You have your bow coming. It'll be here tomorrow.
Yes, it'll be here tomorrow Monday. With my arrows.
With your FMJ 400s.
Yep.
We got to put some parts on it, which is going to be the bad part because, like always, because of the way our post office and everything here delivers, I will be walking out the door as the shit comes in.
Comes in.
So you won't have an arrow rest on that bow. You won't have a sight on that bow. You're just going to get to look at it.
Well, I could do it myself, but you'd be like, and just redo everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'd have to redo it all. No, you're not.
That's okay, because, you know, we can't take her to the range until Tuesday anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't even matter. But I'll post pictures up of what it is when I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to refletch the arrows coming in.
No, not refletch. They're bear shafts. I ordered bear shafts.
I'm sorry. Yes,
I ordered bear shafts and actually paid the fee to have them cut.
Not refletch, yeah. Yeah, so they'll be coming in. They just need to be knocked and fletched.
No, there's knocks on them.
Is there?
Yep, there's standard knocks on them.
I thought they didn't...
Nope, they come with them. Bear shafts, all Eastern arrows come with knocks on them.
Oh, what was the ones that we bought that didn't come with?
No, they didn't come with inserts. My accesses didn't come with inserts, which collect dust right now in the closet.
Maybe you should just get rid of them.
No. They're fine. I mean, they're new.
They yeah, but you don't
sat
use
sat on
them.
A store shelf, and they were like, "Oh, give me $40 for them." Okay, no problem. You want me to give you $40 for $80 arrows? Sure.
Maybe you should bring them as backup to the event.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because they shoot so fucking high.
Oh, okay.
Like if I like right now,
and
my sight is set on 20. I have to put the sight to zero to hit 20 with the same.
Then if you're
arrows.
Not going
to
use them, then why not?
No, I'll use them. I want to see now with a couple of things changed on the bow.
Okay.
Last time I was having a little bit of issues with them.
Okay.
They seem to be
so
pulling in different
we
directions.
Have my new bow, my mm-hmm. new arrows. We bought another set of strings from Delta Force.
From Delta Fort, yep.
For the Evolve.
Also,
and that was actually like what, a couple dollars cheaper?
It was $4 cheaper.
Yeah.
And it'd be like $58 shipped for full strings for an Evolve.
Yeah.
And same thing, fluorescent green, black serving.
Yes, everything is lime green for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some new stabilizers coming in for my bow.
Yes, we got a new stabilizer. Your wick sticks.
Wicked sticks.
No, I think it's called wick sticks.
No, it's wicked. Like wicked.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's wick stick.
Let me look this up. Hold on. Let's see. Google and... Wait, did you order the new site that we were talking about?
No, I didn't order it yet. You want me to? Because that one's got the knob on it. Oh, no. Actually, matter of fact, I did email him.
Email.
Yeah, no. I'm getting tired. I did email the guy about it.
Yeah, they are wicked sick.
Yeah, I told you.
Where? Why am I... You know, I don't know if it's just because I'm...
We're tired. So, but, yeah, we also ordered, like, your stabilizer's coming. It's carbon fiber... stabilizer with all fluorescent green, you know, beginning, end, and black and fluorescent green weights.
Yes. So. I'll post, everything's going to be posted on pictures on our Instagram account. And so I guess we'll be ordering a new site too.
Well, we're going to get to the newer version of the Range Rover.
Yeah,
we're just not going to get you the one with the LEDs because all the reviews for the LEDs one that's out now are shit.
Oh.
Like, they can't see the LED. We're in the woods, even with that at 10. It's not bright enough anymore, or they changed something on it.
Okay.
So you're used to your single pin. I'll just get you the one with the wheel on it and all that stuff.
Okay.
Either that, or, like I said, we can try and get you, like, an Optimizer Light Ultra edition, which looks like mine, but shorter.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be all the $300-plus one.
But my magnifier is going to transfer over. So that was my main thing. As long as I keep my magnifier on my sight, then I was good.
Right.
So I'll pretty much, I'll have like a new setup.
This bow is going to be completely, like, everything's going to be new.
But I'm still keeping my stinger.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't think I'll ever get rid of that one. That one's going to stay.
It'll be Anthony's bow when he's old enough.
Maybe.
Put it back on learned mode and back it all the way down.
Who knows what's going to be out by the time. Because, I mean, look at your Browning that you had, your old Browning.
Yeah.
And how many years ago was that?
A long time ago.
But think of the time gap from when my Stinger X was made, so 2016.
Right.
To when he will be, let's just say, a teenager.
Right.
I mean,
well, my point is that that'll be a learning bow. You know, the bow goes into 30 pounds.
Yeah, but my point being is that look at the difference in the technology of how the Browning was designed to how...
Oh, all the new shit.
The new ones.
All the gigantic S cams.
Yeah, so who knows what is, you know, going to be out being produced by the time he's shooting.
That's true.
You know, then by that time, I mean, if you just buy him, like, okay, let me just buy him one of the older models, but in this time, it's still going to be... You know, how much newer than in technology wise than ours.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So that'll be interesting to see. I don't know where they could possibly go, but I guess
updating shit every single year.
That's the reason why I'm not the one coming up with the ideas.
Well, that's engineers who make a lot more money.
Yeah. Yeah. They go to school and paid a lot of money for that degree.
Yeah. They're paying off their loan debt first.
Yeah, I know.
I hope they get a free bow every year probably.
Yay, what a perk.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, that's all right. If you love what you do, then it doesn't matter.
Right. So what we're right now, everything on your bow is being replaced. We're putting one of the arrow rests that we have here on it for now. I'm going to put that QAD Hunter on it.
Which is fine.
Which we have. It's another fork style. But we're going to leave the Stinger X together the way it is with the lock fire is going to stay on there.
Yeah.
This version of the Range Rover is going to stay on there. We're going to transfer over
my peep.
Yes, we're transferring over your hooded specialty archery peep and also your magnifier.
Yeah, that's definitely getting transferred over.
So, but that thing's going to stay with the static stabilizer and all that. It's going to just stick the way it is.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting to see how this
bow is going to be bigger. So. 90% let off.
Oh, man, it's going to be like holding air.
Well, yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
I mean, after everything's on that bow, you should be able to pull it on a scale mm-hmm. and let the bow go, and it should stay at full draw by itself.
Yeah, I'm not going to try that.
Oh, no, I know we're not going to try.
I'm not going to
But 90% that. Is 5 pounds. With nothing on it, the bow is almost 4.5. If you put your arrow rest and your stabilizer on it and your sight on it, the bow should sit there at full draw by itself.
That's under insanity. Its own
weight. Under its own weight, it should be able to just sit there and float. I've seen videos that like that. I'm like, you know, you see the videos on YouTube of like, this bow might blow up. I'm going to watch it. And it was a 70-pound Evolve on 90% let off.
Mm-hmm.
And he had same thing like I have, you know, front bar, back bar. I think he was running like the newer QAD Ultra Arrow Rest or whatever. With the kingpin like I have on mine. And the dude literally pulls it down and backs away from the bow and it just stood there. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, my God. The bow under its own weight stays open.
It'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not going to be getting another bow anytime soon. I don't need to.
You're probably not going to need to. I mean, this bow should be able to do hunting, what we're going to be doing to these 3D events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're buying you like an all around bow that is one step over. Next step is all target shit.
That won't be for like months.
Months? Wow. Months. Holy shit. God, I got to get another bow first. My God.
No. You know what? No, I have to, you know what? I got to put this out there because you just made that comment.
What?
In our, not our last episode, but the games and stuff like that. In our other one, I said, and I wish I could do audio clips of this. I said that the minute I buy a bow, Anthony is going to be like, oh, I'm going to buy a bow too. It can't be just a one-sided thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the minute that my bow was bought.
The minute that it got approved.
He was out there looking for bows. Like 5 minutes before he has to go to work, he's shopping for bows, shopping for bows. I mean, we're like in the store. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, I'm just looking. He's looking for bows because he wants a bow.
Oh, I was looking. They didn't have any more Evolve 35s for a good price. Everything else was going to be, you know, brand new out the box 2018s. And I'm just not.
Ooh, that's the money.
Yeah, I'm cheap. It's $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I did find the only other bow that I know for a fact that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Which, because I shot it up at the New York Sportsman Show when we went.
Right.
Was the Hoyt Pro Defiant 34. And same shit. 2017 demo model and all that shit. And I could have picked that bow up for $550. I was like, nah. I like held off on it.
Not my fault. Not my fault.
No, it's fine. No, I don't know. I mean, like, I've been shooting PSEs and stuff like that for so long. It's like, yeah, do I really want to change right now? You know, I see all these other bows. I mean, Matthews is doing a lot of stuff right now with the Halon 32, the Halon X and stuff like that. And their target sides, all the TRX stuff is really, really awesome.
Look at it this way. For the Sportsman Show coming up.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to have bows from different companies that you can demo.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably demo a bunch of them and be like, oh, okay, wait, this one does feel a little bit better or this one feels a little bit better. And you never know, they might be running some sales, which, you know, they usually do. Because if they can chop off some money and sell the bow right then and there, they'll do it. Because the longer they sit on it, then they just start, you'll start losing money eventually.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can usually get, you know, good deals at shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they don't have to ship them out and, you know, they don't have to worry about that nonsense.
Right.
So we'll see. You know, we'll be looking for some deals and stuff like that. I know we're going to try to maybe do some small clips. I got to figure out Instagram stories and shit like that.
I think you just like hit it and it records. Or you can like record a video and post it or something. I bet
we'll figure it out because we'll probably do some small clips from the show of some interesting things they have there. Because we will also have our two tiny humans with us.
Our two tiny humans.
Yes. So they will be with us. So it's not like we'll be able to just focus on getting whatever we can out.
Right.
So, but that'll be fun. It'll be interesting to see.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy just walking around. I mean, 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the money pit.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that was our construction joke. 2 weeks.
Yeah. How long is it going to take to get done? 2 weeks.
Yep.
2 weeks. Money Pit with Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
Funny movie.
Great movie. Classic.
Made in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
86 or something. Like.
Oh, you were like three.
Yeah. I was diddle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, more to come. You'll be seeing pictures tomorrow. And when we get everything else and then the finished setup. And then we have a lot going on. We have a lot. Yeah, definitely a lot going on. So, but it's all good.
Mm-hmm. All good. Trying to progress. Cool.
Yeah. So, that sums up what I'm...
That's pretty much everything. I mean, we got Doug covered. We got the two events that we know for a fact right now we're going to. We're going to be going to one in July, but that's all the way in July, and that's out by Atlanta. It's another sportsman show.
I could have sworn there was one in April. Like, I really, really thought there was one in April.
It's like 5 hours away from us in North Carolina.
That was the one?
Yeah, yeah. It's in Greenville, North Carolina, I believe.
Hmm.
But it's like just the routing and stuff like that we'd have to do.
Oh, that's right, because it's not a direct drive. There's not like a road that directly goes. So we have to kind of go over and up.
Over and up and all around. And
through.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's definitely fine. We're running into more shows down here than we were up north. Like, there's more options. They're...
Well, in New York, I mean, if we wanted to go to another show in New York, we'd have to literally drive from where we lived in Orange County. We'd have to drive to Syracuse.
Yeah.
So that was already, you know, no matter what we did, it was going to be a 2-hour drive going to Syracuse. Oh, no. Is it 2 hours to Syracuse or 3 hours? I don't know, whatever. New York is a giant ass state. So, but we'd have to drive from where we were to Syracuse.
Yeah.
To go to another show. And then the other shows were like Buffalo or... There was one that was past Albany somewhere, but it was a very small one.
But it's nice the fact that we're...
List, I was like, no, we're not going to bother going.
Yeah, that we're bordering all these different states.
Right, here, yeah.
Because you have options. Because usually when you're in a state, they run like one or two. If you're in the middle of a really big state, you don't find as many. But when you're on borderline of, you know, a couple different ones...
Find a lot of fishing ones, though, in this area, which are... But a lot of bass fishing shows going on and all, you know, flatboat events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Arcabella's over here in Greenville is notorious for that.
Yeah. They do a lot of...
Fly tying lessons and all sorts of stuff.
Not events, but they do a lot of like how-to or seminars.
Yeah, seminars.
Or,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Where some of the staff, like, they'll go through and they teach you everything and, and whatnot, which is actually kind of cool because this weekend they were doing a couple different ones.
Yeah, that's some like, turkey, you know, giveaway. Turkey.
They're giving some decoys, but they were giving a couple other things with it away. It was like a package.
And they had that raffle that was $100 a ticket for that badass looking monster Chevy Silverado that was lifted and badass rims and diesel and
but $100 for a raffle ticket. I know it's for a truck, but
well, it was supposed to be charity and this and that and. I mean, yeah, good for them. No, it's good for them if they're doing it for charity and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
they're sitting
awesome
right next to the goddamn Girl Scouts that are suckering you into buying freaking cookies.
You guys want some cookies?
Man, they pick the smallest one out of the crowd to go up to you.
He'll
with their big eyes like, can you buy cookies? Fuck. No. No.
Does it look like I need a fucking cookie? So, all right. We'll be finding out what's going to be going on here to finish the update on your bow because it'll be getting put together.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
Actually, you'll probably have me put it together Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to go to the range.
Pretty much. No, you'll probably get home from work Monday night.
And Bo will be sitting out here, but like with a tag, post like it, Christmas. Put me together. Gotta put the arrow rest on it. Do you want me to transfer your...
No, I just thought of something. I really can't... I can't shoot it until everything comes because I'm not taking everything off my stinger to put it on there for, like, what, a couple days? And then to take everything back off... And
what is this eye shit? I'm the one that's going to do it. The fuck is this? This eye bullshit. This ain't no eye. It's you're gonna have me do it all.
I can still shoot.
I still have to take the stuff off anyway because I have to take the quick disconnect off your stabilizer, no matter what, and transfer that over to the Evolve. You're gonna have to put a wrist sling on it, so we're gonna have to do that shit anyway.
When are my wick sticks supposed to get here?
Did we get a confirmation? I don't know. It's Sunday. Yet? Yeah, I have an order confirmation, but I have a shipping confirmation. It's Sunday.
Does anyone fucking work around here?
No. No, we found out today you can't buy hard liquor in South Carolina on a Sunday.
Yeah, go figure. I never knew that. You can buy wine and
beer, but yeah, there's no
sale of hard liquor on Sunday.
Finally finished our bottle of Tito's after owning it for 2 years.
Yeah, no. I don't know. You know what? We'll see when everything else is supposed to get in, and then I'll see. Because then we're going to have the new strings put on.
Right.
It's going to be a whole lot of moving stuff around.
Well, when the strings show up, I mean, you can shoot the thing if you want to shoot it before the new strings show up.
Yeah, but
and
I
just
still
get a feel for it.
You know, I just put on the new strings on my stinger.
Okay, then shoot the stinger. Yeah, it's all on you. None of that pressure's on me.
No, so much pressure.
I have the hour rest sitting out, so I'm gonna put the hour rest on it no matter what when it shows up. We have plenty of spare stabilizers in the house. We could slap a TrueGlow stabilizer on it for a day.
Then just the sight.
And then all I have to do is transfer the sight. And I have extra sights.
Yeah, but I got that peep that's got to get swapped out. You know, we could put the precision on the
I could put the original back on the stinger. Actually, I could put my green one in the stinger.
Oh, true.
I have a fluorescent green one from my bear.
Hey, you want to talk about people working that are on the ball? It's a Sunday, and I emailed the TAC guys, so the Total Archery Challenge guys,
right,
earlier, just asking him a general question, and thinking, Sunday, they're not going to get back to me. Bam, I just got an email from her.
Awesome.
Saying her response that of the question I asked.
Okay.
So, no, I'm just showing you that I don't want to hear that, oh, it's Sunday, people aren't going to be, you know what? Those people are on the ball.
Well, that's good for them. I mean, they're doing big ass events.
Yeah. Watch. She's probably like on her couch on her BlackBerry, just texting.
But sometimes that's what you have to do. BlackBerry. Man. Who the fuck still owns a BlackBerry?
I don't know.
Fucking BlackBerry. You ever
reference people who are at work all the time? You're like, yeah, on their BlackBerry. And who? No one uses BlackBerry anymore.
Yeah, nobody does anymore.
Are they even still? They're still in business.
They're still in business. They still make phones. I don't know who uses them, though.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You got to cut me off at this point.
Okay, we're done.
Because I can keep going. So,
but we will keep everybody posted on about what comes in, what goes out. I'm going to be switching my strings out here shortly on my Inertia also.
Yeah, we're going to do red on yours, right? Red and black?
No, we're not doing red and black. I already have red and black. I'm doing orange.
Oh, well, that's right. Because wait, hold on. I got to say this before we go. So
I was trying to cut you off here, huh?
No, I got to say this because it's funny. So we ordered the Evolve for me, right? And he's asking before we thought of the color because I did green on my Stinger X. So he's asking, you know, you want to continue the green on your Evolve. I'm like, nah. I was thinking of doing like orange, something different. Man, the dirtiest look that I got.
Trying what? To jump on the orange bandwagon.
Like, what the fuck? I didn't understand at the time what the hell was going on, man, with that dirty ass look. But then I come to find out that he wants to switch everything over to orange on his bow.
Yep.
And I can't be jumping on the orange bandwagon.
Can't, gotta stay off the orange bandwagon.
We can't come in with matching bows.
Nope.
I had to. Okay. There's no other way to tie that in anywhere else.
No, probably not. But all right, folks. Well, this is episode 35 of the Off Center Arches.
Yeah.
And we will keep everybody posted about what goes on. I'm sure we're going to end up doing one about the hunt, the sportsman show down here. Yeah. If not, we've actually been contemplating getting a microphone for the car because we talk about some funny shit while we're in the car pertaining to archery. And
we just ramble in the car.
Yeah. Just to give people a good laugh. Those, if we do those, I'll have to end up
like
actually editing
clips.
Those. Yeah. Those will be more edited. Oh, because we don't edit these at all. So, we will be back. very soon, and let you know what we come along with.
Yeah.
Yes? Yeah. All right. Everybody, have a nice week.
Yeah.